Many people start as Sfeidim. They say, I'm not Roy, to be Masvid. Sometimes you think they're just trying to prove another. But when I started to think about speaking, I copped as an Amkus did. It's not Pshad and another. It's Pshad that it's a mysterious Moida. Chazal tell us, called Mesatzel, the Tainis, the Hespit Shalchacham, Shrek Lechazachim. Someone gets up and thinks that he's ready to be Masvid, that he's Mamish Mesatzel, the Hespit Shalchacham. If someone gets up and he says, I don't know, I can't say, but I'll try, and there's a lot more that I'm not touching, like an iceberg, we just see the tip, then hopefully, we'll be together. A mesatzel, the shalchachem. Befrat that I was from the first talmidim of we called him the Rebbe. It goes back 20 years. A young bacher. What did I know? What did we know? What did we chap? I learned with him b'chavrusa. I was in a shir for several years. I kept up with him over the years. What can I know? What can we see? We could just see like little ants. How dare I get up and be masvid? The emes is the only reason that I'm speaking is because of Hakoras HaTayv. As you all know, we started this kailo almost 16 years ago, and it was started together with Yabi Yosef. And who is the one that told us how we should do it? How we should learn what's the best thing to use our time each night? It was Rabbi Tursky, the Rebbe. He was the one who was Madrichas, answered any shailas, how to do it, chazaras, tests, what to learn, how to learn, when to go faster, when to go slower. He's the one that stood behind the kollel at all times. Pashut HaTzakaras HaTayv. Otherwise, there's no reason for me to be get up here and speak. The reason we're doing it now during Shiva State and Shulchan Aruch that the Nechacham is Nifter, his base medrash is supposed to be Maspid during the Shiva. So, if this was together his base medrash, so we're going to be Maspid a little bit. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kufna and Gimla, Medala, famous Gemara, says that the Amoyer told his Talmud, "Have Ochim ve'espeid the Hasim came now." Rashi explains that the Nifter comes to the Hesped. I wasn't sure if this means only the Hesped by the Levi itself. The Olam says it over by every Hesped. The Nifter comes. Pachat. Tzadokot is a pachat to speak. A nifter fear. Aber b'tzad sheni. Imagine him saying, don't worry, what he's saying is going to be good. Like he always told us. He always knew how to mechazik us. Give us the right words. To go weiter. Not to just leave us where we are, to push us higher. But in a way that made us all feel good. That's the only way I could speak now. No reason for me to speak about his Mayadika Yerushim, his Mayadika Milas that we've heard, everyone spoke about, what we got from him. His Bekiyas, I met a friend last night who told me that he was learning with him and a Talmud Chacham Mufli came to him and said, what's pshat of the Rambam in Hilchos Shumas? Perek this, halacha that. And the Rebbe said on the spot, there's no such Rambam. Said it's a Talmud Chacham Muflot. No such Rambam. Don't have to speak about his lamdas, the Rizig Lamdan. He knew Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi backwards and forwards. Every shir he showed us how to take a sugya. Start from the Rishonim, work your way through Machlokes. Come out with a pshat in it, not just to leave it with a bimagder. He was the first one that showed us how to learn. The Asmada, we heard what a Meridik Masudi was. We don't have to speak about the briers and the sugyas, how klar everything was. His precious, these are things that everyone's been speaking about. His unbelievable self-control. Even his wife didn't know. His wife said over, there's many times that he fasted. Aseret Mechuvah, he fasted. She said this year she was choishes that he fasted El every day. How did she know? She tried to ask him, but as usual he wouldn't answer. Even his own wife. Tzinius was lahafli, and she was happy with that, of course. So how did she figure out that he fasted this year every single day, Elul? She placed the food in the refrigerator, and she wasn't at home, she would be at the seminary already. She set everything up in a way that she could tell that if he would have taken anything. Day after day, nothing budged. The house was exactly the same. And he did not go into Amakot to buy food. He didn't need the yeshiva for Shteitzach. He didn't need anywhere. His own son's chasana, he brought his own food. We don't have to talk about his Yerushalayim, his Chumras Gedolos, the fact that in Shemitah, in the olden days, and he couldn't get stuff from Chutz La'aretz, and he had to rely on different shitas. He didn't want to rely on them. So his wife would rent freezers and cook the food for the entire year, or whatever. I don't know how long you cooked for, but these are things that you don't need to hear from me. Everyone knows that the Achdol by him was the Iker. Moetz Yom Kippur, his father's yahrzeit with Moetz Yom Kippur, he needed to have a minion. Where is he going to get a minion late? He's to come to yeshiva. I was able to daven many times Yom Kippur with him because of that. I one time saw he didn't sleep. At night he went upstairs to Nevardik, put his head down on the stender, a few hours, that was it on Yom Kippur. Like upon him, we don't have to speak about this fact he didn't wear glasses on Shabbos. And it wasn't because he was able to see. Agav, his son used to walk next to him. He mamash couldn't see without glasses. And his son would tell him plain he's coming. So he would give him a gracious shalom for Shabbos, so the prison wouldn't be nifka. He probably wouldn't have seen him otherwise. This goes together with the chumras can't be on the cheshem of other people. We don't have to talk about his Meir Dikas Sefer part in the office. The fact that when I was by the Shiva, the neighbors were coming in, all types of people, and they were talking about whenever they would meet him, he always smiled at them. The people in the neighborhood, everyone was coming and saying he's always nice, smiling to everyone. Meir Dikas, big, huge smile he gave to everyone, made everyone feel like $1 million. He said, no, we don't have to speak about it. A friend of mine told me that when he tried to come in, if he was coming out of the building, and Eritursky was coming in, there was no way you could get him to go out the door first. He would right away back up and wait until you would go through, no matter who you were. His tznius, lahafli, he hid everything. He wouldn't tell anyone any of his things. It was something which was mamish, we can't describe it. So what can I say? What can I add? They won't hear only from Talmidim. Why did we call him the Rebbe? Because that's what he was. He was our Rebbe. He was a living dogma to what an Adam HaSholim is to us. Parashat HaShavua, Yaakov Avinu Kalayim, there was the Sulam Mutav Arza Reisha Magiyah Shemaima. He was a Sulam Mutav Arza. He was so normal, you couldn't tell anything, but it was Reisha Magiyah Shemaima. We viewed him like a Malach, of course, but also as a person. Like it says, the Gemara, he's supposed to be Rebbe as a Malach. We had no trouble with that. A few of us used to watch him. Every single thing he did, we were medayik. Why did he do this? Why did he do that? Everything was in the cheshbon. The many things that we don't know how to understand why he did. We tried, we mutchered him. Sometimes he would tell us, sometimes not. It was something which everything was meductive. We watched everything. There was nothing that we didn't. You couldn't be medayik. Why did he do this? Everything was official chanarach. Everything was in the cheshbon. We used to sit, a few of us, Mamish, to sit together and try to understand what the Rebbe is doing, why he's doing these things. I don't remember ever seeing him in the kas, getting angry. I asked my shvager, who was the Shalom Meisha for his shir, the last 2 years, if he ever saw him get angry. He said, never. You may think that, that's his teva. No, he was a murdik of Balm Hergish. Murdik. It was something that I'll give a dogma. It also ties into other things. He spoke to us about Parshas Zohar. Kayidua, before every time of the year, every mitzvah, he always brought in the Torah of the mitzvah, the halachas, the sugyas, the lamdas, and most of all, the chiyus. And he was medayik the Rambam, I don't remember the diyuk offhand right now. But the Rambam is with that mashma that we have to come from Parshas Zohar to a sinah, to Amalek, for what they did. And then he said, Rabbi Yisai, so after you hear the Parsha, you should turn red in the face, and smoke should come out of your nostrils. How angry you are, dare they do such a thing? And he was getting all worked up. He was someone who was full of, as we heard the Maisa with the Matzahs. He was someone who Taka could get upset, but he worked on it. And he started to dance at the end. In order to mahafik the kas, to use it, focus it, use the simcha. My shvager said that he spoke a few years ago, Shabbos Shuvah used to come for Shal Shudas. He said the famous story with a certain Rebbe who sold his wife's Zayda's tefillin in order to buy an esrig, and she was so upset when she heard about it, she threw the esrig down. And the Rebbe said, tefillin, I don't have. Esrig, I don't have anymore either. You want me to be bakas? I should lose that also? I'm not matkin. So he said, what do we see with such a maisa? There's one of three pshatim. The first pshat is he was a malach. The Rebbe was a malach. So what's that going to do for us? It's not going to change us. This is typical. Raitursky, Kaidua, was not only an Einikel of Brit, he was Einikel of Gor Hasidish, Rebbe's Einikel, Chernobyl, Tolna, his father, his grandfather, the Rebbe's. He had the mile of both. He took a Hasidish Maisa and he learned it up. Malach, what's that going to do for me? My Shvager couldn't remember if he said maybe Pshat is to Limud HaMusar, he was able to be Kaivish. But he said, Nacha Pshat. He said, a person has to live with awareness that there may be a Nisayan around, sitting or waiting around the corner. This is what Rabbi Yaman said. Royas HaNoilad. What's going to happen? I'm going to come into the room, maybe my essay is going to be puzzled. How am I going to respond? He worked on himself, imagines what's going to be, how could things, what could come out? I have to be ready for any situation. Mela, he was able to take this mice and turn it real. What can you learn from it? Kayadua, he did speak about Kiddush Hashem a lot. I remember he told us, the Maram Rutenberg, that someone who dies on Kiddush Hashem doesn't feel any pain. He told us a few times. I heard now that he used to say it a lot. He obviously lived preparing himself for that possibility, what it means to die on Kiddush Hashem. Another Murdika Maisa, and Murdika thing he put in us, he walked in Erev Shavuos one year And he said, Rabbi Yisai, last night we finished the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. Our mitzvah took 49 days. Did you get up and dance? Did you make your akida? You were zeichet to finish a mitzvah. Ara yom hazeh. I still remember it, when the last day of Sfiras Omer. Some people, suddenly they chop, hey, that was the last time. He put in a, before you do it, you're going to, next year, you're going to remember it, the simple, put, do it with simcha. Besides for all the diktik and halacha, but do it with simcha. It wasn't as pachad, it was all done, but diktik together with a gishmak, with a simcha. He showed us how much he cared for us. Every time we met him, each one of us, he showed us, how happy he was to see us. And it was real, it was genuine, we felt it. How he cared for us. I one time told him that someone in my family wasn't well. I called him many, many months later. The first thing he said to me, knew how is the person feeling? Right away. That was the thing that was on his mind. When he made a simcha, he told us, he said, I think, b'shem Reb Beryl. Reb Beryl said that when you make a simcha, you don't send invitations to your sons. So you don't send invitations to Talmidim. Talmidim are sons. And we really felt that way, each and all of us. A friend of mine called me today from Chutz Laretz, an old Talmud, crying and crying and crying on the phone. He felt all by himself out there, at least here. I was able to go to Levaya. And he told me, I'm Meir Dekamaisa, how he was a young bachur, he didn't know much. He came to Eretz Yisrael. And a friend of his made a reunion of all the chaverim from his school. And his grandmother lived in Tel Aviv, and they got a dira there for Shabbos Chanukah. He was going to bring the food, and the other bachur were going to meet him there in Tel Aviv. Right, Twitsky, the Rebbe asked him, where are you going for Shabbos Chanukah? So he said, my friend's grandmother has a dira, we're using a dira in Tel Aviv. He said he never saw Twitsky jump up, sparks flying out of his eyes. And he said to him, you're going to spend Shabbos Chanukah with the Misyavnim? That was it. Push it. He's not going. He didn't know what hit him. Like, Yavanim, a young buff. He said, so Rebbe, I can arrange the food. I told him I could bring the food. They'll work it out without you. Don't worry. He felt bad for Isaac, so his bachur got up early Friday morning, went to Geula, bought all the food, went on a bus all the way to Tel Aviv, met the other bachur, handed him the food, got back on the bus and went back. Three words. That's all. Three words. You spent Shabbos in Misyavnim. And Sunday morning, the Rebbe asked him, where were you for Shabbos? He said, I was in Har Nof, my cousin. So he smiled. He was happy. He said, but what did you do about the food? So he told him what he did. He said, I wish I had such good friends like your friends have. The right words, the right time. Always, always knowing what to tell us, always invited us. To end off, just a few more nekudas. Another nekuda, Kedusha Seinayim. He once told us, how is he ma'oris Kedusha Seinayim? A vart, azach. But he said to us, it says by Esav, and it says by Yitzchak, the same thing. Vayisa eina vayar. By Yitzchak it says, Vayisa eina vayar as a gemalim. And by Esav it says, Vayisa eina vayaris hanoshim. He said, Rabbi says, Baduku minusa. You see what you want to see. Esav, Rivka was on the Gemal, right? He didn't see Rivka. He saw the Gemal. Esav wanted to see the Noshim, he saw them. He said, you go out to the street, you decide what you want to see, and also think of a Dvar Torah that you want, Akasha, then you won't be able, you won't be in the sign even. You won't even think about these things. He always was available for his Talmidim, whoever wants to learn a Chavrusa, whenever they wanted. I had a Chavrusa with him, learning Nefesh HaChayim, we used to pair Shira with him. One day he told me, Eliezer, it's time for you to start filling notebooks of your own Kedushim. Very good, you're going to hear Shir. I wasn't in Shir at that time. But it's good, but you have to start writing your own Kedushim. Fill notebooks. That's what he told me. And you could go to my house and see those notebooks, which he started me off on my writing. the Meridiki Sipuk, which I never would have thought of. He used to even help us to write properly. This is the way you should write. He was Aymed on it. He mamish was nifnas to be able, that we should be able to do this properly. You go on and on. Lemaisa, what was the Nakuda? Why was it that we loved him so much and that everything that he said sunk in so perfectly? And the answer is because it was coming from Emes. This was Pashut. Everything was real. When it's real, it's going to sink in. He was a real Rebbe. He planted seeds in us, which lasted throughout the years, which are continuing to grow. That's Pshat. One of the reasons why this happened was that the world should find out about him. Chaim Kanievsky, Zalzayin Gezun, said that the Kedoshim were supposed to be Nifter at this age. And they were Zeicha to do it in such an oifen. And it was also that he was Zeicha that now the Oyem should know all about him, his godless. To take it for ourselves. Another Pshan, the Gemara of Hasam Ke'imna, is Hasam in Shemayim Ke'imna. I'm standing. I can't move anymore. I can't grow. Only in the Olam HaMaisa you could grow. But if you are Ma'ar the Olam, another Pshat in the Gemara of Shabbos, the Agra that's made as Lui, to carry, Dal, to take something with, then he could go higher and higher. Not that he needs it, but there's Ein Saif of where he could go, higher and higher. I mamish didn't even touch the tip, but we'll just end off that every one of us, the Svarim say, I forgot who, one of the Svarim says that at the time of during Shiva, still Shiva is the last day, the Zmailas are available. There's so many things each person could chop around. The unbelievable Sefer Panim Yafis, the unbelievable Asmada, the unbelievable Emet, the unbelievable caring. Every person can find something that speaks to them. Through that, we should talk about Zaycha to go continue in his ways, and we should Zaycha Mobila Hashem Mavas Lanetzach Umlach Hashem Zimal Kalponim Neymar Amen.